Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
This is Brenda's World from Kansas City, Kansas, on the west. Hold on a minute.
Oh, wow. Up and down.
Over again. Good morning. This is Brenda's World from Kansas City, Kansas, on the west end of the inner city viaduct between the two cities of Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. And I want to dedicate this show today to the Kansas City, Kansas police officer, Captain Robert Dave Melton, who was killed in the line of duty. And there are two young men in the Wyandotte County Jail at the present time. One is 18, and he's not charged with murder. He's charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon on a police officer. And another young man, 20, who's charged with first-degree murder. I'm not even going to acknowledge them by their name. And they said it's the hottest day in 4 years. So I'm going to play this one. This is called Stranger in a Strange Land, and this is Mr. Leon Russell, one of my favorites. Yes, Lord. Listen to that talent. Since I was born, how many days I die. Lord have mercy, God. Rest in peace, Captain Melton.
Echo.
Oh, my. Goodness, what was that? Too much for that story. There we go. So, evidently, I touched the button, as usual. I'm trying more than one technique today. I'm trying to listen from more than one device. I was born, and it didn't work very well. So, I was going to apologize, but you should never apologize for getting knowledge, learning more every day, so... Ooh, let me say this. Oops. Such a sight to see. Wow. Danger in a strange land. Danger in a strange land. Oh, my. Man, that's what it feels like in America, that we're strangers in a strange land, because the image that we're projecting around the world is not the America that I grew up in at all. I mean, we had some issues sometimes, once in a while, but not for a continuous year, Lord have, well, it's gone on for years, but the violence that's going on this time needs to stop. Please stop the violence. Please stop all that violence, Lord. Help them, Lord, for they don't understand what they, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Stranger in a strange land. He's a stranger in a strange land. I feel stranger in a strange land. Stranger in a strange land. Well, today, no, we don't know. We don't even understand it, Lord. Look, well, there's no one I love of each other. A human race. That's right. We need to stop all this. White, black, blue, yellow. We need to stop all that. That's not... What color did you bleed the last time you bled blood? I'm sure it wasn't white. I'm sure it wasn't black. And I'm sure it wasn't blue. Could have been blue. If it was, you was sick. Oh, man. Honestly... What good is it doing us to separate when I... That is the tactic. That is the propaganda that organizations, big organizations, use. Division. They use division amongst their employees. They use division in their families. They use division everywhere. Now we see the United States. I pray to God that that is not... intentional division amongst the people, the human beings in the United States. I mean, come on, we need to let go. We need to have a, let me have this, a song for you. Mr. Leon Russell, I've been feeling connected to you for about a year. I don't know what's going on with you, sir, but God bless you. In so many places. Up in time. So I'm in some in rhymes, some in rhymes. Watching. When I'm singing this song with you.
The Bluetooth device is ready to tell.
What a beautiful song that is. Mm. I gave up on the other method. We're going to just listen to the cleanest method that I have. Life is over. When we're together, not what singing this song will use. We were alone. I was singing this song for you. We were alone and I was singing this song. Oh, yeah, singing this song for you. And that was Mr. Leon Russell with that very touching song. And Captain Dave Milton, we truly appreciate everything that you do for the Kansas City, Kansas area. You're doing your job and you lost your life. And that's very sad. Very, very sad. Like I said, I'm not going to acknowledge two young men other than the fact that they're in jail. And let's lift it up a beat. Let's have Back to the Island. Thinking to you, girl, feel I do, without you in my life. When I die, self now when we can see. Back to the island. In the island. With you. Back to the island and go down. You've been My mouth was gonna stand. Go back to the island. You want him? What's gonna? One thing I understand. Going back to the island. This is Mr. Leon Russell. I seem to get on a kick, but I can't help it. I love this man. This is called Straight Brother. One can. Mr. Leon Russell. This is called Down on the Base, as in B-A-S-E, base. Mr. Leon Russell. Round. Voice. Mom. The pain. I can't wait. Bam! So good, and I'm back again. Whoa, happy. Mr. Lee Armwrestle. It's a very sad day in the Kansas City, Kansas. Well, actually, it's a very sad day around the world. We're all disrespecting each other. We don't respect authority anymore. We just do as we please. And screw this and screw that, no matter who it is, no matter what it is, if we don't like it. I will say, without mentioning the boys' names of the shooters, that they were involved in a drive-by shooting. Their car could be... Now listen to the story. They went to 2nd and Edgerton, where I have gone many times, in a school bus alone, to pick up children, to take them to grade school, preschool, high school, middle school, any school that I was told to take them to. I did it without hesitation. And that's what this police officer, this police captain did this day. He got a call on his radio that there was a drive-by shooting at Second Street in the northeast end of Kansas City, Kansas, and it's Juniper Gardens, which is a project on the river, right off the river there. Separates the two cities of Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. He responded to the call. I saw a car, but the description, he must be on a different airway than the other police officers, since he was the commander, because the description of the vehicle that the boys were driving didn't go over the out over the airways, so that when it was seen again, it wasn't identified yet by other officers. And all this police captain did that day was, the only thing that he did wrong that day was get up, get out of bed, put on his clothes, and go to work. Let me say it again. He woke up, got out of bed, put his clothes on, and he went to work. Then he ran into two kids that evidently think something is so important, so important, or whoever they were shooting at, I don't even know if they shot anybody at Second and Edgerton. There's a lot of people in that community, and there's a lot of children in that. I've lost several of my kids, not children that I have given birth to. Let me clarify that. But children that I drove to school have gotten shot in the back and died in that vicinity also. So shootings in that area are a common thing. I won't say they're an everyday thing, but they're common. But it's, and I'm not saying that any one life of any person is more important than the next. But we are told to respect authority, and I don't see any of that. I don't see anybody doing that. I mean, at the Republican convention last night, the number two man that wanted to be, I see his face and I can't say his name, but you know who he is and you know what he did. He just got on there and didn't promote Donald Trump. I mean, what happened to you? Unification of, I think that made history. Well, first off, Donald Trump's wife pretty much repeated Michelle Obama's speech. Then this guy gets on there and doesn't endorse Donald Trump, so I'm not going to say his name out my mouth. I'm like, what in the heaven's name is going on this planet? When that sort of thing happens, I haven't watched many a conventions in my lifetime, and I don't ever think that the runner-up, the next person up, that could have been the choice of the Republicans, and he didn't endorse the Republican candidate. And it's over, in case you didn't notice. Your chance is over. They picked Donald Trump. What are you going to do? Whether you like Donald Trump or not, that's who the Republican candidate is. Let's hear this song. This is called 16 Tons. And this would be Leon Russell. What if? not so And that was Mr. Leon Russell and his band singing 1610. So I'm looking at my Bible here and I'm looking through the definitions of words. So in case y'all forgot what righteousness means, righteous means one who does what is right. And that wasn't even hard, was it? One that does what's right. A virtuous person. That's righteous. One sentence. Do what's right. I'm going to dedicate this song to Mimi. Mimi, where are you at? Mimi!
Thank you.
Mr. Leon Russell. This is Leon Russell singing, "I See the Light." Wow, Donna D, that's some. They sent me some bears that are waving at me. Oh my. Lonely night. The light. The end of the day. It's pain. Wait. Saying. When I know. I know I want. Love my day. Understand my world is this is I told with Mr. Leon Russell today, well, it happened months ago. What is this? Well, I mean,
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Corey Stacer
is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. We did not get your message either because you were not speaking or because of a bad